Okay, we're starting now the second shir in Sefer Bechet Yitzchak, Av Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zichron Livracha. We're going to do a quick review of what we learned last time in order to continue. So the Bechet Yitzchak starts off with a pasuk, which he's venturing to explain. The pasuk reads as follows. V'yemer lehem l'chu ichlu mashmanim. Go, this is, the Navi is saying, go and eat mashmanim, eat fatty foods, the shesoy mamtakim, and drink sweet things, and go send gifts to those who don't have. And Chazal teach us, and the Kubis refers in the Pasek, that this day was Rosh Hashanah. So seemingly, you see here from the Navi, the fascinating thing is that there's the Indian of Rosh Hashanah of Chesed. Send gifts to someone who doesn't have. Meaning that there's some in the connection of Chesed and Rosh Hashanah go together. What is the end of Chesed and Rosh Hashanah? What do the two things have to do with each other? So in order to have any sort of grasp or understanding of what Chesed has to do with Rosh Hashanah, we first have to understand what is Rosh Hashanah, and we have to understand what Chesed is, and then we have a more pneumistic, inner, mature grasp of what Rosh Hashanah is. And what Chesed is, then it'll be abundantly clear what the connection is between Rosh Hashanah and Chesed, and how it's going to affect us, how we understand and approach the holy day of Rosh Hashanah. So, in beginning to explain what the end of Rosh Hashanah is, obviously it's a Heilige Yom Tov, and therefore it's way beyond our Havana. It's a mitzvah of the Torah Kedoshah, which is way beyond a human comprehension. But at least a te'ima, a taste of what it is, we can have a little bit of, and that's what we're going to venture to do. So, Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, Pachet Yitzchak, he brings here a pasuk which we say in Rosh Hashanah, the Shir Shel Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah. It says, "Bekesel Yom Chagenu." The Rosh Hashanah is called "Bekesel Yom Chagenu" in the covered-up area of our Yom Tov. So, seemingly, whatever the pshat is in the various machleksim, the Rishonim, what is that referring to exactly? But it definitely means a kisui, a covering. Now, it's so the Torah Kedesha or Tehillim, the Navi, Ksuvim, talk about Rosh Hashanah in a way of a kisui, "Bekesel Yom Chagenu," and the covering of our holy day. So the Heilige Pachet Yitzchak wants to explain, why is Rosh Hashanah called a kisui? Why is it called hidden and covered up? Why does Rosh Hashanah have connection of being covered up? And this is just a review, because we discussed this last and more by Riches. But there's a famous Medrash that is brought in Pachet Yitzchak many, many times, and it says that the Psukim from Bereishis until Vayechulu, that is being referred to in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kavod Elokim Haster Davar. The Kavod, the honor of Hashem, is things that are hidden, to hide things away. And Vayechulu and on, for the rest of the Torah Kedosha, is Kavod Malachim, the honor of kings, Chakar Davar is investigated. So Furtin explains that there's two different ways of giving Kavod. The two ways of giving respect, one way is what's called Kavod Malachim, which is seemingly a person who wants to display his Kavod, or to honor somebody. You say, this person has 55 bank accounts, a bunch of different fancy cars, a Maserati and a McLaren or whatever, and this guy has so much business, he has a lot of money, he has 100 million, 200 million, whatever. You exactly investigate what he has, and that's how you give honor to that thing, because look how much he has. And you count it, and you appreciate it. That's Kvod Malachim Chakar Davar. The code for kings is to investigate what they have and be amazed at the amount of things that they have. But there's another higher madriga, which is Kavod Elokim Haster Davar. The honor of Hashem, though, is a hidden thing, which means there's certain things that the way you honor them and give them proper respect is by not talking about them. It's to hide them away. Not certain things in life, it's pushed that way. Certain meaningful things in life, you hide away. No, not Lahavda Avay Avdalis. I just heard an amazing thing. When I was in the country in the Catskills, so someone sent me a video of an English Gentile who saved many, many Jewish children, one of the kinder transports from, I forget where it was, and he saved hundreds of, or maybe thousands of Jewish kids during the war. He never told anybody about this. He never even told his wife. One day she was looking in the closet, looking at different things, and she found an album of Shlomi, can you hear me? Found an album of pictures of children, of people, and she asked him, what is this? And once he saw that his secret was being revealed, he explained to her that, in 1941, whenever it was, he was able to arrange to save a bunch of children, and these are the pictures of people that he saved. His wife was so amazed by it that she went and she called the news places, whatever it was, and they invited him to be on this talk show. I saw the video of this talk show. This talk show, and this lady was talking about the great kindness that this individual did, saving so many people's lives. It's pretty incredible. And she says, the lady sitting next to her, next to him, says this, and the lady that this name we were able to track down of the people that you saved, we tracked her down, and she's sitting next to you right now. And she went, she gave him a hug, whatever it was, that he saved her life. And then they said, whoever else in the audience was also saved, then please stand up. And everybody in the room stood up. Because they were invited, they didn't tell them they were going to do this. They invited everybody they could track down, hundreds of people, who they could track down to. So why didn't he ever tell his wife, why never tell anybody ever did this? Because sometimes you do something that's so special and so important to you, the way you honor it and respect it is by not telling people. When you tell people, you cheapen something. I always give an example. Not that I'm Amanda Omer for anything, but my example always is, if you have an apple, if you have an apple, apple's covered with a peel, right? Kol's man, the entire time the peel is on the apple doesn't rot. Once you peel the apple, in just a matter of moments, hours, whatever it is, the whole thing gets rotten and brown. Because when you expose things to the elements, you ruin them and cheapen them. Exactly when you hide them away, that's give the proper respect and they keep in their pristine purity. So the Medrash says that from Bereishis until Vayechulu, which is the end of creation, the way to honor creation, those things that are beyond our grasp, the way you honor them is to not talk about them. Kvar Elokim Haster Dover. Things that are related to creation, whether it's Kabbalistic and Yonim and Spheres and Elomes and Pertsufim, whatever those things are, the way you honor those things is you don't talk about them. You don't talk about them in public. It's not for public consumption. It's a private thing between, my Rosh Hashiva, I said this over, it could be last week, the Shiva Baron Shechter, I want them to ask him, it could be I said over this slice the last time, I don't remember, but it was on the second day of Shavuos, I asked the Shiva, I should go to the mikvah. And he said, I'm not telling you what to do about the mikvah. I said, what does the Shiva do? And Shiva responded, Rabban Shechter is the Shiva. I don't know if I don't. I'm not going to say his name every time I say the Shiva. And he says, "What do you care what I do?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. I want to know what I should do." I said, "What I do is between me and Hashem. It's not for anybody else to know about. I'm not discussing what I do with Rabban Shalem. I'm sorry. I mean, that's Kvar Elokim has to have. My relationship with Hashem is my business. I'm not here to everybody else about my relationship with Hashem." That's what the Shiva said. That was on the first day of Shavuos. Now, so things that are relevant to my sabrashis, things that are relevant to creation, the way to mechabit and give honor to those things is to hide it away. And I think the way that we're going to refer to it is the dimension of creation and the dimension of existence. And the dimension of creation, the way to honor it is to not talk about it. When you talk about the dimension of existence, the way you honor that is to yes, talk about it. So the Shiva Tzatzal in Pachad Yitzchak, he explains that all the other Yomim Tovim, all the Yomim Tovim are things that happened in this world. The Hainu, for example, Pesach was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sukkot was Hashem taking care of us in the Midbar. Shavuos was Matan Torah. Chanukah was the save, was the redemption, the Geula from the Yevanim. Purim was against the Pisium. But everything's all these different Yomim Tovim. Or even the sad days, Shiva Sabbatamas and Tisha B'Av and Sabbateves, some Gedalia. Those are things that happened in the dimension of existence. There's one Yom Tov which exists in the realm of creation. The Yom Tov that exists in the realm of creation, that's Rosh Hashanah. I was thinking about Shabbos. Shabbos is not a Yom Tov. Shabbos is different. We're not discussing Shabbos, it's a different gather that we can discuss a different time. Shabbos is irrelevant to this discussion. You're right. But Shabbos is a Yom Tov. Thing. It's a different reality. So Rosh Hashanah is in the dimension of creation. Since Rosh Hashanah is in the dimension of creation, as opposed to in the dimension of existence, so therefore it's covered up. That's Bekes Eliyim Chageinu. That's Rosh Hashanah is a covered up Yom Tov. It's beyond our grasp. Covered up doesn't mean it's here, but I'm covering it. Covering up means it's something that exists in a plane of reality that we don't have any access to. but then we grasp, we don't have understanding of what it is. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the dimension of creation, where the world is created, and therefore it's beyond our grasp, it's beyond what we understand. Okay? Adkan. That's the Gemara. That's the Pashup Pshat. Pshat is because the moon is covered up. But the fact that the moon is covered up, huh?
The consequence.
Correct. But that Gufa, the fact that the moon is covered up, is a product of this reality. The Rosh Hashanah is a day which is beyond. Beyond, it's covered up. It's beyond our grasp. Okay, that's Chilat, step one. That's where we ended last week. Step two. We're going to discuss the Indian of Chesed. Because once you understand the essence of what Chesed is, you have a great, much more deeper appreciation of what it is and its connection to Rosh Hashanah. So far, so good? So far, so good? We didn't get there yet. We're going to get there. Okay. The Shimon Sal says here pretty incredible things. I'm not going to read it inside, but you can look in if you want to. Sign Perek Beis and page Lamed Ches. This is Perek Beis. So the Shimon Sal over here explains that in Chesed, you find there's a unique aspect of Chesed more so than all the other midas that we work on. He explains it in two ways. Its character is different than all the rest of the midas tevis, and there's a special chiyuv, a special requirement to do Chesed, which doesn't apply by the rest of the other midas tevis that we try and work on. He describes this and reveals this based on a gemara in Ksubis. The gemara says like this: Amalei. The Gemara in Ksuba is discussing a whole bunch of different ways of being Menachem and Avel. Things that the Chachamim said for Nichem Avelim. So Pasuk of Omer, he got up and it said, Achenu goyimei chasodim, b'nei goyimei chasodim, ha-machzikim b'bisra l'avam avinu. And the way he addressed the crowd was, you are all goyimei chasodim, people do chesed, b'nei goyimei chasodim, children of people that do chesed, Hamachzikim bebris shel Avraham Avinu, that are holding on to the bris of Avraham Avinu. Right? Normally we know the bris of Avraham Avinu is the bris Mila. However, you see from this Gemara in Ksubis that a chutz from, besides the actual bris that is in our flesh, the bris of Avraham Avinu, there's another bris of Avraham Avinu, and the Midas HaChesed. You don't find this by Midas HaGvura, any other Midah, Midas HaTiferes, Midas HaEmes. Whatever mead the person has, Zrizis, whatever mead the type of person is trying to develop, you don't find there's a special bris created based on that mida. You have to have rachmanis on people. You have to, sometimes you have to have midas hadin. You have to be a zoris. You have to have kedusha, tahara, all the other various midas that we have to work on to get. Only one mida has a special character. This is the bris of Avraham Avinu. That's a midas hachesed. That's step one. You see, the Midas HaChesed is unique amongst all the other Midas Tevis that we work on. You don't find anywhere else like that by any other Midah. Number two, you find a Meridika thing. By a Bris Mila, by a Bris, make two brachas. One bracha we make is Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Yisavitzonu Al HaMila, right? Hashem gave us the commandment to do Bris Mila, to a Bris of the cutting of the Arla. And number two, make another bracha, which is a very odd bracha. The second bracha we make is the mitzvah to bring him into the bris of Avraham Avinu. Right? Meaning like this. According to the Gemara in Ksubis, the bris of Avraham Avinu is also Midas HaChesed. So according to that, the bracha is, there's a that sanctified us with his mitzvahs, and command us to bring him to the bris of Avraham Avinu. What is that? Wait, I shouldn't say to do the mitzvah of chesed? I don't know. But you do see here, there's a miyuchidika mitzvah of bringing a child to the bris of Avraham Avinu, which includes in it the midah of chesed. So two things. Chesed has a special bris with Hashem Yisbarach, and not only does it have a special bris, such a covenant, a relationship with the midas of chesed that we create with Hashem, if we have chesed. The way the Pachlitz explains it is that just like you have the bris in the flesh of the person, you have a bris in the nefesh of the person. The bris in the nefesh of the person is Midas HaChesed. our mitzvah chesed creates a special covenant with us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A very different thing. Not only that, there's a mitzvah to create that bris. There's a special mitzvah chesed. There's no special bracha on the midah of gvura, the midah of tifes, the midah of zrizes, nikias, whatever it is. There's no special bracha on that thing. So you see, the midah chesed is separated and set apart to a different category than any other midah that exists in the world. Midah chesed. Now we're going to explain why is it then. Now that we've established, step two was establishing the mitzvah chesed really stands out by itself when compared to all other mitzvahs. Now we understand that. Now the next step is, why is that? Why is mitzvah chesed more special than any other mitzvah? This here, an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. This is an Eis Dalet. Explains like this. And it's going to be using a very similar concept to what we started before, which we are, in our words, we're defining as the dimension of creation and the dimension of existence. Okay? Now, let's discuss children, okay? Which is something that we can all relate to, that Bezrem, all of us who have children, and all of us who will eventually Bezrem have children, now, I would agree that having a child is very demanding. Of your time, of your finances, besides your children, but very demanding of time, resources, whether financial, mental, emotional, etc., right? It's a lot of effort. When a person has a child, though, in normal people, meaning I had years ago when I lived in Brooklyn, I had a person lived in my building, and he was discussing how the children is, it's hard for him to, children are giving him a hard time. It's so expensive, tuition, whatever. So, Bella Maisa, when I get old and they put me into a good nursing home, it's all worth it. That's what he told me. So this guy, he was having children that they would take care of when he got old. But in general, that's not our machshavas when we have a family. When we have children, we'd want to do chesed to children. We want to give over to our children. We want to do chesed, we want to provide for our children the best possible lives they could possibly have. When a person decides, I'm going to have children, no one says, I'm going to have a child and cause him to suffer. No one says, I'm going to have a child and treat him like garbage and ignore him. The person says to himself, I'm going to have a child and provide him with the very best life I can possibly provide for my children. Right? That's what everybody wants to do. Shots like this. But once they exist, not everything is chesed anymore. Sometimes you have to punish a child. You have to hold them accountable. And you have to sometimes mete out justice against a child. Sometimes, I don't know, you have to patch a kid sometimes and maybe ask your local rabbanim if you should do that or not. But not everything is just chesed, give, give, give. Because in order to accomplish something in the existence of the child, sometimes you need midas hadin. You need to exact punishment and consequence to a child. So in the dimension of creation, when you decide I'm going to have a child, it's kulei chesed. It's just chesed. I just want to give him the best life possible. But in the dimension of existence, in existence, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes I do chesed for him, and sometimes I don't. But why don't I do chesed for him those times I don't do? Because that's the best chesed possible. Holding a child accountable, making him grow up and be a mature individual, that is sometimes the greatest chesed. So in the theory, in the ilm of machshava, in the thought, in the dimension of creation, it's all chesed. However, in the dimension of existence, it doesn't always come out to be chesed all the time. The directions that should go be chesed, but bepoil in actuality, it's not an action of chesed. When you have to patch a child, don't tell me that's an action of chesed. It's an action of din. But why am I doing that? For the original chesed of my intention when I first started. The dimension of creation and the dimension of existence. In existence, there's all types of midas, all types of things I use to run my family. But in the dimension of thought, in the dimension of creation, it's kulei chesed. What do you mean, the one and the same? Correct. But it's all, in the creation, it's all chesed. So now, says the Heilige Pachin Yitzchak, an amazing thing. It says like this. And there's many other examples of this. I had to appreciate this. When Hashem Yisrael created the world, what does Mesil Shasham say? Why did Hashem create the world? What is that? Before he says it though. Einig. The whole world is created. It's Einig al Hashem. Why did Hashem create the world? For one reason. That people should be able to be close to Hashem and derive immense enjoyment from the Dveikus and Hashem. That is it. Pa said, Olam Chesed Yabana. The whole world is built on Midas HaChesed. Because Chesed is the root of all of existence. The reason why we're all here is because of Midas HaChesed. There's why there's a world at all. You say, but in the world we see Din, we say Hashem does punishments, we say there's a Bezdin, and sometimes you get Malkus, sometimes you have Misa, sometimes Chalila, somebody make it sick. There's Midas HaDin. How can it's all Chesed? Then it says, you're right. In existence, there is sometimes Midas HaDin. But it's root form in the creation itself. It's for one reason, just to give Chesed. Right? The world is created just to have Einig on Hashem. So therefore, in creation, in the world of creation, there's only one Midah. And the dimension of creation is one Midah. And that is the Midah Sachasar. And that's it. Good? So Salt Heilige Pachin Yitzchak. Just like that's true, and the way that Hashem Yisbarach creates the world is pure Chesed, how he runs the world is sometimes Midas Hadin. But how he creates the world is Kulei Chesed. So every individual, when he wants to start his Avodas Hashem, start his way of imitating Hashem, the number one Midah is Midas HaChesed. For example, when Hashem Yisbarach reacts, created Sphiris, or created Hanhoges, how he wants to run this world, so do we have to match Hashem? Mahu Avata, just like Hashem is like this, you also have to be like this? So now, if Hashem is what created his world with Midas HaChesed, that's the root of everything, so to when we relate to others, we also have to only have Midas HaChesed is the only thing that we should ever think about in dealing with somebody else. How do I give the Chesed? Sometimes I give the Chesed through Midas HaDin. Sometimes I give the Chesed to Rachamim. Sometimes I give the Chesed in a different way. But what's the goal of it all? Midas HaChesed. Now he doesn't bring this over here, but I hear from the Yeshiva Shlita. The Yeshiva said one time that we all know the Avos HaKadoshim all represent, were not represented, but were manifestations of the three Ikar Midas that Hashem Yisrach used around the world. You have Avram Avinu, Midas HaChesed, Yitzchak Avinu is Midas HaGvura, Midas HaYira, and Yaakov is Midas HaEmes, Midas HaRachamim. However, understand it and plays out in different Ifanim, different situations. So we say, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. We refer to Hashem as the God of all these three individuals who manifested these three Midas. However, the way ends the bracha to Hashem. What's the end of the bracha? The first bracha is Magen Avram. Not Magen Avram into the Yaakov. Magen Avram. The Shiva told me Pshat is why it says Magen Avram, because all the other midas really are just servicing the midah of Avram Avinu, the midas Hachesed. Everything else is just to service that. I had a rebbe of mine, Rabbi Yermak, the Shiva Shlita's son-in-law, Shulamesh. I can say there. It says Chaburis, Rabbi Yermak. He said, let's say there's somebody who decides he's going to do a tremendous chesed to the world. He goes up to the world. He goes up onto the top of the Empire State Building, or whatever. I don't know if that's the tallest building anymore. Whatever it is, it's in Dubai, whatever it is. Abu Dhabi, that is not the biggest building. And he goes to the top, and he takes a briefcase full of cash, and he just whoosh, throws it off, as everybody wants can take. It's unbridled chesed. There's no din. Anybody wants should just take. The emphasis is, if you do that, did you do the greatest chesed? Absolutely not. Because they get a bunch of mafia guys and terrorists, and they're going to take all the money. If you want to do the ultimate chesed, you have to say, this person does not get, this person does yes get. You might say, that's Midas HaDin, you're judging him. Yeah. But to perfect the Midas HaChesed, you need to have the Midas HaDin. So that's our world. When we relate to others, there's one thing we should think about relating to others. I am relating to you because I want to do chesed with you. How am I going to give chesed to you? Sometimes with Midas HaDin. But what's the sheirish? The root is kulay Midas HaChesed. Only to do good and bestow good on others. That is our Midah. Just like the root of all the Midas of Hashem is Midas HaChesed, so to the root of our Midas also is Midas HaChesed. So says Pachin Yitzchak, that if the roots of creation is Midas HaChesed, and Rosh Hashanah is the root of all creation, the day when we're relating to the world of creation, It's automatic. It's a day that's full of chesed. Makes perfect sense. Automatically, Rosh Hashanah is going to be a day filled with chesed. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. A day of chesed. The Bria Sa'olam, creation of the world, was for one reason. Midas HaChesed. Rosh Hashanah, we're existing in that reality, with the Shesh, the root of all of existence. That's Midas HaChesed. So automatically, that's a chesed and Rosh Hashanah go together. And it's a pair that's so obvious, so clear, once you understand what Rosh Hashanah is, and you understand what chesed is, it's clear the two of them go right hand in hand. Klar. So he says Vaita like this. Avraham Avinu, though, so what is that? Why is there a bris? Why is chesed so important that a bris is created? So the Halakha Pachad Yitzchak, now, this is how I understand it. Now, if you went to the Shiva Shlita, he would obviously have a much greater and more profound understanding of what this means. But this is what I'm getting out of it. Anybody can learn it and say, Singer, you missed the boat. I don't think I'm missing the boat, but I'm definitely not grasping the ultimate depth of it. But like this. Avraham Avinu, we know, was Makar as Beirei. Avraham Avinu recognized the Ribbono Shelam. The first one, Shehikar as Beirei. The first one that recognized his creator. It doesn't mean he's the first one that realized there's a creator. Is that true? They knew there was a creator way before Avraham Avinu. Right? Noach knew there was a creator. I mean, Mr. Shalach, they were great tzaddik, and Enosh, Chanoich, they all knew there was a creator. When Avraham Avinu says Hikras, but he recognized the creator, it means he recognized him. It doesn't say he knew there was a creator, or he recognized him. Recognizing means, oh, you're that? Oh, that's you. Oh, I knew you were here. I know all about you. I just never, you were, oh, no, I recognize it. Recognizing means I have some sort of grasp who this individual is, and now I see him, so, oh, yeah, you're him. That's right. Hikar as Bayri is, he recognized the Bayri. He recognized Hashem. So if we're going to pinpoint what is Hashem's relationship with this world, the pinpoint the relationship is Chesed. What is Hashem's relationship to this world? Chesed. That's it. That's the ultimate root and line that connects Hashem to the world. Is Hashem created the world for Chesed? Therefore, Hashem's relationship to this world is Chesed. So if Avraham Avinu is going to recognize Hashem, the only way to recognize Hashem is through the Midas HaChesed. Hashem's relationship is through Chesed, right? That's what created the world. That's the entire character and the idea of the creation of the world. So I want to go back to recognize Hashem. That only comes through Midas HaChesed. Because Avraham Avinu had the Midah of Chesed, that's exactly why he was able to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam. Somebody who's mean and a cruel person, he may be able to see cruelty in the world because there's Midas HaDin, but he'll never ever be able to recognize Hashem. Hashem's not relating to us with Midas HaCruelty. Achzori is their din. Hashem is where it relates to us with the Midas HaChesed. If I inculcate Chesed into my existence, then I can go back and see, oh, Makar is Beirei, then he can recognize Hashem is where through Midas HaChesed. That's why Avraham Avinu, who was the manifestation of the divine chesed in the world, he recognized Hashem. Bris means there's a relationship. Bris means there's me and there's you. And the bris is something, the covenant, the pact, is what connects us together. So Avraham Avinu related to Hashem. How? For Midas HaChesed. For what is the bris of Avraham and Hashem is Baruch and Avraham Avinu? It's Midas HaChesed. That's a chesed, something beyond all of the Midas. All the Midas completely is Midas HaChesed. It's the creation of existence. It's Midas HaChesed. How can you recognize Hashem? Only if you've inculcated the Midas HaChesed. And where's Rosh Hashanah? A day of creation. A day of Chesed. So with that, the Pachlis explains, that's the bris of Avraham Avinu. And since that's the bris of Avraham Avinu, that's Gufa, why the Chesed is the bris of Avraham Avinu. That's Gufa, why Rosh Hashanah is such a thing as in of giving Chesed to others. He says here, you could also, the opposite is true. Look now look at this Chazal, and it'll shine for you. Chazal say, "Mi she'enu oisek v'gemilas chasodim." Anybody who's not busy, and doesn't busy himself with chesed to others, doyma k'mi she'enu leika. It's like he has no God. Obviously, that's what it is, because Hashem is Baruch relates to the world midas chesed, and without the midas chesed, there's no world. So if you live in the world without midas chesed, then there's no Hashem for you either. It's the same line that goes back and forth. Only through Midas HaChesed does a person have a relationship with Hashem, and only through Midas HaChesed does Hashem Yisrael have a relationship with this world. Anyone who's cruel and self-centered, What the opposite of chesed is not necessarily din. The opposite of chesed is self-centeredness. When a person is always focused on themselves, everybody else are just like pawns in my existence. That's the opposite of being chesed.
Just being similar to Hashem, that's recognizing him. That's the way that there's chesed towards Hashem.
Okay, no. Remember chesed towards Hashem. That's what a person connects to the Rebbe. That's what a person connects to Hashem. Not a person that's chesed to Hashem. That's what a person relates to. Because I'll give you an example. Let's say if I decide to buy my son a new hat. Just did this. Buy a new hat for my son and ship it over to Springfield, New Jersey. Buy him a new hat, right? So let's say my son looks at that and says, it's the wrong size. My father's always trying to get me. He's always trying to ruin my stuff. Always trying to... No. Does he have any relationship to me? No. Because I did this as kulei chesed. So if I did as hachshon for chesed, and he's relating to the cruelness of it, they told him, Mr. Bull, he's not... He doesn't know who I am. He doesn't recognize me. If I do chesed for him, he says, wow, my mother did such a great chesed for me. So, oh, my father's a big bal chesed. Then he recognizes who I am. He knows that he has a father. He knows exactly who I am. Question is, does he recognize me or not? If he himself has been a chesed, and therefore relates to the need of a chesed, and they say, oh, this is full of chesed, he knows who I am. I'm doing chesed for him. That's who I am. That's my relationship to him. Fine. So weiter. So now we understand here like this. I want to read it.
Not just, I see you have a green can, a green red can, but also you lock yourself in.
You respect what that is. The Hakara is not just recognition, but it's also an understanding and respect for what it is. Okay, excellent. So let's say Ches and Tess inside. Okay? Ches and Tess. You have it there. Okay. And now, this is the understanding of what we're saying over here. Oireis Bereshis, the lights of Bereshis, the revelation of Hashem that exists in Bereshis, of Kvod Elokim Haster Davar, to hide something and cover it away, that shines, those iris of creation shine into the holiness of the dimension of time and create the yomtev of kisui, chag, the chagenu, which is Rosh Hashanah. And when this shines and goes even further into the essence of the soul of man, that joins together with mitzvah chesed to create the soul of man. So what the Shivitzal just accomplished was says, there's Bracious, the lights of creation, and from there goes into the lights of time, and then goes into the person. That's Olam Shana Nefesh. He doesn't speak this out, but we know that there's a general relationship between Olam Shana Nefesh, which is the world, the dimension of space, the dimension of time, and the dimension of soul. So what he just, to me it's clear that's what he just did. He's not going to use those words because that comes to Sefer Yetzirah. He doesn't use Kabbalistic terminology. But that's what he accomplished just now. In creation of the world, of the dimension of space and creation, there's a thing called Kvod Elokim Haster Davar, hidden away, Ma'aseh Bereishis. Then within that also, there's the creation of time. Where does that come out in time? That's Rosh Hashanah. And where does that come out in the soul of man? The Midrash Chesed. Those two things come to be the Sachesed. That's why all these match and come together. So he continues. Therefore, Maisa Chesed has within it, has like the taste of Rosh Hashanah in them. And when the flow and the wellspring of chesed bursts forth into the heart of a person, that creates the person's world. Now it can relate to everybody through midas chesed. That's a person stands in comparison between he's comparing and he's trying to match his soul to the way Hashem runs the world, and therefore the light of Kodakim Haster Dover shines upon his head. So now we have Midas HaChesed, which is the Midah of creation, on the day of creation. And that builds the human being together. That's Roshana. Send gifts to somebody who doesn't have. And it matches perfect. That's Kesem Chagenu. And that's a Tzem Elokim. Messiah, so you perfect these Midas. Understand what these Midas are. Understand what Roshana is. Appreciate it like mature individuals of Bali Ruach and Bali Das. Zeich to a year full of Chesimais, Teves, beautiful brachas, and all wonderful things. Ziyat HaTishmai.